producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Subject on the table with our guest Alan Greenfield is about UFOs and possible alternate realities. So let's put this on the table. We have UFOs winking in and out, strange creatures winking in and out. So is there some kind of mechanism by which we can go from this reality to that reality and back again? Or do we go back to that book, The Incomplete Enchanter?
Well, the book, The Incomplete Enchanter, had a method, but it was the interesting thing about DeCamp and Pratt. I think they're both deceased now. I know Pratt is, and I would assume DeCamp is. But it seems very strange in a science fiction / science fantasy book and series of books. Actually, they were all of the Harold Shea stories were published in the pulp science fiction magazines first and then collected. There's a disclaimer, an odd disclaimer that we speak of things, a quote from one of the ancient Romans, Virgil maybe, we speak of things that don't exist and never have existed and don't merit thinking that they have any existence. Why go through that disclaimer? I've never seen that in, I think, any other science fiction or science fantasy book. I mean, you know, Game of Thrones assumes that you know that that's not the real world, and it's not a real world, and that it's not necessary to say anything more than that it be in the fiction category. Not since the 19th century has it been customary for fiction to be published as nonfiction. It caused much mischief in things like Bulwer-Lytton's Rosicrucian book and the book about the Vril, the power of the coming race, which not only was taken up by the Nazis, but is now prized by the neo-Nazis, as you can find very easily on the Internet if you care to do so. Well, I tried walking into a mirror, and then I tried walking into a shower stall. I tried all kinds of things, but I was, you know, like 12 or 13 when I read the book. So allow, you know. The point is that the idea in and of itself doesn't produce any way to do it. The authors imagined a formula of logic that would essentially make logic illogical, and if they did that focusing on a particular fictional traditional book, let's say the Elder Edda, which is one of those that they use to transform themselves into the world of Norse mythology, which was my introduction to Norse mythology, by the way, and was enough for me to take a considerable interest in it, even though in most books in those days that was supplementary. I'm not sure if I can pronounce it, but it was a syllogismobile that relied on syllogisms to propel you into an alternate reality. You can kind of get the same effect from LSD, not recommended, or from brainwave synchronizers, recommended with caution. But nevertheless, that doesn't take you anywhere. It just allows you to see things from a different perspective than ordinary everyday reality. And once you've done that, that's all you can do with it. And the tendency is to keep repeating the experience, which is a failure. It's sort of being stuck. It's a peril of the path, as we say in metaphysical circles. But if we look at the notion of M-brain or multiple worlds theories in physics, we will find people who are eminent physicists who propose at least theoretical ways of penetrating other realities. In fact, there's an argument, I think it was made by Michio Kaku, a well-known scientist, albeit one of those who appears on television a lot, which is a little suspect to me. Maybe that's hypocritical on my part, being the, can I say media whore on the radio? I guess I just did.
Yes, you did, and no, they will not stop us.
Oh, that's good, because, I mean, I'm unabashed. I like to do do radio and television and podcasts and stuff, but not without reason, and I don't think people like Michio Kaku or, for that matter, the late Carl Sagan were doing it just for the kick of it. But Michio Kaku has proposed that the human race, if it means to survive the inevitable end of this universe, needs to find a way to penetrate into other universes, and proposes a way that only in the far future would our technology allow us to do, maybe. Well, those of us who are in the occult community and who have for a long time not equating it at all, I mean for centuries literally not equating it at all with what we're discussing now, have been opening portals to otherwhere, for lack of a specific term, and either evoking or invoking or going to other ethers, other realms, other dimensions, other orders of reality. And that is kind of standard practice. What allows that to happen is a series of stylized rituals done in a specific context, much of it dating to the astrologer royal of Queen Elizabeth I, John Dee, but probably dating far, far earlier than that to the ancient Dionysian, Eleusinian mysteries, Egyptian mysteries, and so forth, are various means by which one can open portals to these other places, sometimes to specific other places. This is something that can be replicated, something that requires some years of study to be able to do. But once you have the ability to do it, if done properly, you can take someone who is skeptical of it, who, and I've done this, who have no knowledge.
I was going to ask you that. Go ahead, please.
Who have no knowledge in advance of it. And you do tell them, you know, what you're doing, but you don't tell them what results to expect. And go through the ritual, propel them into this universe and ask them what they saw. And it will resemble the standard model of what people see in this given place, in this given time, to a degree that approaches certainty that they're talking about the same thing. And, of course, there are people who have written accounts of it. I'm not as fond of the late Aleister Crowley as I once was for a variety of reasons, including all of the nonsense that has been done in his name. But he did write a book called The Vision and the Voice, which narrates a series of events involving him and one of his close associates in North Africa on specific dates at specific times, and which I use making sure that the people that I am propelling voluntarily into these other specific realities haven't read and don't really know about and are not particularly enamored of mysticism or magic or Aleister Crowley at all.
So we'll continue our discussion about other realities, and some people believe that I should go to that other reality and stay there. We have Gene Steinberg. We have Alan Greenfield. Chris O'Brien's on special assignment. You're in
the Paracast.
If you're fascinated by UFOs, ancient aliens, archaeological mysteries, ghost hunting, Atlantis, and any other paranormal topic as we are, be sure to check out apmagazine.info each month. Since 1985, it has presented the latest research by top researchers like Andrew Collins, Brad Steiger, and many others, and contains interviews with such leading personalities as Jacques Vallée. Click on one of their banners and check out apmagazine.info. As you know, neighbors, web hosting can be pretty cheap, but not all hosting is the same. DreamHost wins best of awards year after year. You get unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, and even the low-cost plans put your sites on high-performance SSDs. Want to know more about what DreamHost has to offer? Go to technightowl.com/host. Once again, that's technightowl.com/host.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online, and I found it. It's BuySellMakeOffer.com, a brand new company that's the newest and best way to sell products online. You can even use Skype or video to sell your car, home, any product. You get 30 days free, packages starting from only $7.95, and BuySellMakeOffer.com never charges item fees ever. Just go sign up, then load your stuff to sell. I love this site. BuySellMakeOffer.com. Got it? BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at gcnminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourself a gob of money.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Chris O'Brien is on special assignment. We're joined this week by Alan Greenfield, an old friend of mine. We got started in the UFO and paranormal game back in the 1960s. Has it been that long? We've been focusing quite heavily on the subject of alternate realities. So I pose a question to my friend, Mr. Greenfield, and it is this. So you don't have a car. you don't drive. When you want to go somewhere, someone has to send you the plane ticket or the train ticket or the bus ticket to be able to get there. So have you ever traveled to another reality, Alan Greenfield?
Well, I can tell you this. I once took, on my lawyer's advice, took my then only, now eldest son, Alex, on a 72-hour Greyhound trip from Tucson to Atlanta. And if that wasn't a trip to another reality, I don't know what is. That was truly bizarre. But I think of myself as a facilitator in the spirit of free illuminism rather than a traveler myself. I have done enough traveling to satisfy myself that it can be done. But having done that, I'll give you the example of the first time I did a controlled group working. This was in the late 1980s, early 1990s. And at that time, I was involved with an organization that will be remain nameless. And I was the master of their local lodge, one of those secret societies that isn't very secret and isn't very social. But what I did was we had a rather nice lodge space, which had two doors, both of which had locks on them. I had a reliable tiler of my lodge, that is the equivalent of a guard for those people who aren't familiar with Masonic and crypto-Masonic terminology. And I had all the right equipment for this particular type of translation, if we can call it that, or transport or whatever. And I had a group of people that were picked largely because they had no previous knowledge of these particular workings and had no particular opinion as to what they expected to happen. I did a fairly elaborate opening, and for 30 weeks, once a week, with an interruption for, I think, the holidays season, so it took more like 40 weeks to do it. But on 30 occasions, we would lock the doors. I would do the invocation and stand by one of the doors, locked. My Tyler would stand by the other door, locked. And the person propelled into this other reality, the scryer, would go into this reality. There was one occasion, actually, where we handed a physical object to a person who was in some kind of trouble. Actually, it was a sword in difficulty in this alternate reality. Things can go wrong. There is a certain amount of risk, although I limit that when I'm dealing with other people, just for ethical reasons. And afterwards, I would close the portal, which is something I always tell people who get involved with this. Learn banishing and exorcism and closings before you learn anything else. Become consummately good at that, like a soldier who can field strip an M16 and put it back together in the dark. You need to be able to do that if you're scared to death, if you're worried, if you're distracted, if you're in a altered mental state of that there were no drugs or alcohol or anything else other than ritual involved in this series of activities. Learn to close it. There's a portal in Pasadena that was opened in 1945 that some people who argue the modern UFO is different from older things argue that it's never been closed, and that was the origin of the UFOs because they didn't close the portal. That was done by a scientist from Jet Propulsion Laboratory who was also an occultist and blew himself up. Nothing that dramatic happened. We had a lot of dramatic things happen, but I won't give you the side things. They're distracting. The major thing is I did have Crowley's account of his experience in the same, they're called ethers, the 30 Enochian ethers. So I had his standard accounts from the vision and the voice. I was careful that no one in the room had any experience of that or anything, you know, closely resembling that. And I would have them tell what their experience was to the group of people who were there. And then I would read the account from the vision and the voice, which dates from, I forget exactly, but circa 1910. And the accounts were so similar that there could be very, very little doubt that what this person who had no previous experience or reading in that area had was essentially the same thing, the same place, the same universe as the one that Crowley had written about, or his scribe had written about to his dictation so many years before, 75 years or so before. I think that that constitutes, given that there was no available exit from the room, that the doors were being monitored, that the people were rather closely filtered so that we were not dealing with people who had memorized these things or even simply read them somewhere in their past and sort of unconsciously absorbed them so that they could imagine that they were going to these places. And it was the same experience. It was published in the little hard copy newsletter that we all did back in the day. And I have really never forgotten that one, because while I have repeated this experiment since with the same success, nevertheless, the first time you do anything significant, it leaves a very, very strong impression. I might add that I did not conduct this until I had achieved a considerable level of expertise in this area, or I wouldn't have even remotely attempted it with other people. And I would not urge people to run out, buy the vision and the voice, which I have no stake in and which I think is probably out of copyright anyway. So anybody, you know, whatever, it's available. But this is not something to do lightly. But it nevertheless is something that, if we put it into broader practice, perhaps could be applied specifically to some of the quote, planets, unquote, that UFO abductees and contactees profess to have gone to or been in touch with.
We'll continue that discussion in our next segment. We'll talk about abductions before maybe we're abducted. No, set that aside. We have Alan Greenfield, Chris O'Brien's on special assignment. I'm Gene Steinberg, and you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor, proven to withstand the force of a battering ram. Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible. And your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you all about the newest and best way to sell your products online. It's BuySellMakeOffer.com, a brand new site to sell your stuff online. Your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the other guys. BuySellMakeOffer.com will never charge you item fees. Go to the website now and sign up so that you can soon load all your stuff up to sell. This is not an auction site. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to user-friendly BuySellMakeOffer.com, where the first 30 days are on us.
As your body ages, there's a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Rice, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally, I'm worn out. With Energy Enhanced One World Whey, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use Energy Enhanced One World Whey for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make Energy Enhanced One World Whey a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is Micah Hanks of the Gray Alien Report, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
We continue with my old friend, Alan Greenfield. How old a friend? Well, I've known him for, what, 50 years or more?
More than half a century, and we've stayed young using that rejuvenation formula that we will not give out on the air.
Yes, but if we had that to advertise, we'd make a lot of money.
Yes, we would. Something to think about for the future.
In fact, a recent guest we had, a UFO abduction researcher, Dr. David Jacobs, well, his presence is contentious on the show. When we had him on, people like him, people don't care, lots of people hate it. It really started a controversy. In fact, we had more hate messages in our forums than we've seen there for many years. So we know that abductions, it's a contentious, controversial subject. Since you raised the issue with abductions, are the abductees going somewhere, or is it all happening in their heads?
Well, first of all, it's sort of like near-death experiences. Now that near-death experiences are fairly widely known, it's possible that the consensus reality common to people, at least in our society, is broad enough that some of the phenomena associated with near-death experiences could be, so to speak, programmed into people, and people who have had near-death experiences might imagine that they were having the same experience.
Now, I have to tell you, we had a guest editorial by a famous paranormal blogger known as Red Pill Junkie, and he wrote a piece about the possible connection between near-death experiences and UFO abductions. It is territory we've also mined on the show.
But let me say this about the near-death experiences. Once you start to do a historical research, once again, you will find that near-death experiences, before they were well-known, before it became a fairly widely known phenomenon, and it's still not, you know, on the tip of the tongue of everybody and isn't universally believed in or any of that. Nevertheless, it is fairly widely known now, and those people who are professional skeptics are going to say, well, you know, the previous case has influenced it, which begs the question, well, what about the first case? There is no first case. They go back to ancient times, and I've published cases that have the same characteristics that are ancient. But it's not what was expected. I go back far enough myself that I can remember that the I follow Reform Judaism, which is not big on the afterlife. I think maybe because the Jews came out of Egyptian servitude in a society that was obsessed with death and the afterlife, and that was sort of the supreme interest of Egyptian civilization, so much so that I think the Jews tended to relegate the afterlife to being either a non-thing or something that you didn't want to emphasize. The present existence is the one that was important. I think there's merit in the notion of the here and now is what we should be living and not living for pie in the sky when we die by and by. That doesn't mean that we shouldn't look into, as scientific illuminists, we should not look into what evidence there is, if any, for afterlife experiences, whether it be near-death experiences or apparitions or whatever. Those things are worthy of study, and there is an interesting case to be made, and that is within my purview, and I do see similarities between that and abduction experiences. However, we have cases with the same characteristics going back as far as we care to go back, at least as far as literate society goes back. That's the only records we could have. So it is doubtful that it's the influence of the famous cases of that sort that are influencing people to experience them now. The same is true with abduction cases. Okay, you could say that relative latecomers are simply repeating the stories, whether deliberately or from their imagination or whatever. But those of us who've been around when ufology was a very small circle of people and interest in UFOs consisted of public interest in UFOs, consisted of interest in lights in the sky, any kind of abduction experience was sort of laughed off or relegated to giant rock contacteeism and was considered either to be a hoax or some kind of derangement of the senses. That being the case, there were not a huge number of people that had knowledge of the specifics of these cases when I started investigating them and when you started investigating them. I mean, I conducted investigations on site in a variety of cases in the 1960s and early 1970s. And at that time, I'm not even sure when the term abduction came along, but, you know, it sort of migrated from contactees to abductees. But with the exception of a few cases that are very well known of contactees who wrote books, there is a continuity of the phenomena that suggests that before it became public knowledge, people were independently having very similar experiences. Now, I will say this. If there is criticism of Dr. Jacobs, and I believe he's a psychologist, he uses hypnotherapy, does he not?
More or less, Dr. Jacobs is self-taught. He's a retired history professor. He watched Bud Hopkins in action, took a course or two, but that's about it.
Hypnosis, I first became aware of in reincarnation cases. It is characteristic of hypnosis that one has difficulty distinguishing between reality and fantasy, particularly if there are underpinnings like some kind of shock from the past, very particularly in terms of if there are suggestive questions like, did you enter the craft? You know, that's assuming that there is something to enter and assuming that it is a craft.
Just want to interrupt you for a moment here. This is an area where we had kind of a bone of contention with Dr. Jacobs. He maintains you can't lead a witness. You can't take him to an area where they're not going to go. You can't say what was on the other side of the door when they didn't see a door. You can't make them do that. According to him, the subject will simply say there was no door. Now, I realize the normal practice here would be to ask them questions, but not lead them to make assumptions about something. So that's an area where Dr. Jacobs seems to part company with the traditional way this is done.
Well, my feeling is that he is incorrect on that.
Yes, I agree with you 100%. That was the point of contention we had when we interviewed him last.
I would have to look at his specific line of questioning to determine whether he was leading and also whether the person simply was objectifying a fantasy to. It is certainly true in hypnosis that there is an attempt made by the hypnotized person to be pleasing to the hypnotist. If you've ever watched a stage hypnotist cause people by suggestion to do embarrassing things through post-hypnotic suggestion, you know that they're trying to please the hypnotist, not themselves, and the net effect is to do something humiliating for the amusement of the audience, which I find contemptible, not funny. I have used hypnosis for purposes similar to this, but I do it with a grain of salt.
In our final segment of the show, we'll ask you about your hypnosis, about your experiences. I am also going to ask you whether you have taken any courses in terms of hypnotherapy or any kind of course with regard to hypnosis. And as you can see, Alan Greenfield has a wide range of subjects to talk about. We're only scratching the surface here. It's been several years since we've had him on the show, but we've got to get him on again real soon. All right? By the way, next week we'll be featuring Dr. Kirby Surprise to talk about synchronicity. Chris O'Brien's on special assignment. I'm Gene Steinberg. He's Alan Greenfield. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also print catalogs. Convert from so many formats I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
Hi, I'm Rick Ostick with Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we support the March of Dimes in the fight against premature birth. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment programs, and outreach to help moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Learn how you can help save babies' lives at marchofdimes.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or PixWireless.com. Spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hi, this is James Fox from Chasing UFOs. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So I was going to ask Alan Greenfield before we broke and before he continued with his description of his hypnotic sessions. Have you taken training as a hypnotist? Are you self-taught? What?
Well, I don't do hypnosis as a matter of course, but yes, I have had training in the past in that area. That's not my area of specialization. My special interests are in a comparative religion, and the other things that I do out of long interest in them. You know, if you want credentials, my credentials are in those areas. I have some kind of certification in hypnotism, but it dates from the 1970s, and I don't do it very much. But I do understand the process, and I know that in reincarnation cases, for example, hypnotic cases, I find going all the way back to the Bridie Murphy case, which was the very, very popular case in the 1950s and led my father in his inimitable way to refer to my mother thereafter as Maggie Murphy. Don't ask me what the intent was there. There was some subliminal hostility, I think, involved. But in any case, the Bridie Murphy case is probably based on imagination, and I believe it was Robert Graves who did an analysis in Playboy of all places that showed the greater plausibility of it being an imaginary experience, although sincere, done under hypnosis rather than an actual past life. But I make a great distinction, because I think reincarnation is a reality, between the spontaneous, mostly early childhood cases that have been verified, of which there are thousands, and many of them documented by the late Dr. Ian Stevenson and his successors now at the University of Virginia. Those cases done under hypnosis, they're possible, but it's also possible that they are invented in one way or another, regardless of the training of the hypnotist. The Betty and Barney Hill case, UFO case, was done by a psychiatrist who had been trained in hypnosis but used hypnosis, and I think there was a real experience in there, but I think there is also some dreamlike material that is suggestive of the hypnotic process. I'd rather deal with what people can recall without hypnosis than what is recalled under hypnosis. It would have been hard to have two people remembering the same thing, except that one of them talked in their sleep, so it is possible there was a transmigration of information that was fantasy there. Having said that, I tend to think that the Hill case was a legitimate abduction case.
And by legitimate, do you mean that they were taken away by ETs or what?
Well, I don't think there are ETs, remember. So I think they had the kind of experience that in a previous era would have been called a mystical experience, a road to Damascus experience, an epiphany. The details of epiphanies will vary from person to person. That's why the great world religions all start out with epiphanies by individual people and then diverge in certain ways, but which have certain common denominators among them. In the 1890s, a Canadian psychiatrist, Dr. Buck, documented many cases throughout history in a book called Cosmic Consciousness, and that has been followed up on, although not comprehensively, since that time by people like Aldous Huxley and a variety of others. And I think that that is a genuine phenomenon. William James, of course, in the variety of religious experiences, focuses on that. And that is in my area of expertise. And it's something that has happened throughout history. You have an encounter with the what's it, and then you translate it into the terms of the culture and circumstances of your own life. Some people draw religious conclusions from it. Some people draw political conclusions from it. And some people draw extraterrestrial conclusions from it. But just call it mystical experience, and you're getting closer to the truth as to what it is.
All right. But everybody still wants to believe it's ET.
Not everybody.
When I say everybody, the vast majority of people who look into UFOs believe ET.
Because that's what they're told by the so-called experts. Repeatedly and with gusto. It blares out of the television. It came from books from pulp writers turned ufologists, like our old friend, the sainted late retired Major Kehoe. From the earliest days of the UFO mystery, that has been the paradigm that people have been presented with. So if that's all they're presented with, people are going to say, oh, yeah, this is, I believe in life on other planets. That's your typical response from your typical guy on the streets of Philadelphia if you ask him about it. Or, I don't believe that there's life on other planets, so I don't believe there are any flying saucers. Those are not the only two possibilities. And those are the only two that are presented in mass media. So what we need to address is present some other alternatives and see where public consciousness goes. We're doing that right now.
Well, that's what this show is all about, to expand your horizons, to show the listeners that not everything is cut and dry. There are other possibilities out there. But where do you think this research is going to take us? We have a couple of minutes left, Alan Greenfield. Do you think we're reaching a point where science in general will recognize other realities in a way that the public understands that to be?
Yes, I think we're reaching actually... I think this will be reflected in fields like ufology, which are, you know, not central to scientific interest at this point in history, we'll say. But we are on the edge of a paradigm shift in science. It already has happened in the world of theoretical physics. Because it's such a bold paradigm shift, as bold as Einstein's paradigm shift at the turn of the 20th century, I think that it will take quite some time and a lot of investigation before it becomes, well, we knew it all along, sort of the way people cope with paradigm shifts. But I think it's going to be a basic shift in our understanding of reality. And when that happens, I think that ordinary people will, at some level, absorb it. And as a result of absorbing it, I think the quality of the experiences will become clearer and will be able to investigate them with a better set of tools in a context that will be more replicable than we have had following chasing the flying saucers, to use Gray Barker's term, as if they were aliens from Alpha Centauri or Betelgeuse or Aldebaran or wherever they are imagined to be. None of which, by the way, are good candidates.
We can go so much further with this, but we'll have to have Alan back again soon. It's been quite a while. We're just catching up. Alan Greenfield, would you tell our listeners where we can find more of the stuff you do?
I get asked that question. I love it. You can certainly read my current book, The Complete Ride of Memphis. It's available from Amazon and probably other sources, but that's who sends me my royalty checks. It's a look at the occult aspects of this that probably a lot of your listeners are not acquainted with. There's also Angel Spells, which is a more down-to-earth look at the same sort of material that I did with Tim Beckley and other good folks. But the best thing to do, if you have a general interest in the sort of things that I am saying, and that we've by no means gone from boundary to boundary on this, just look up my name. I've been on the internet since before it was the internet. If you just Google my name, Alan, A-L-L-E-N, Greenfield, G-R-E-E-N-F-I-E-L-D, you'll find a host of material about what I do, what I don't do, and pick and choose. That's the wonder of the internet.
You can find us on Twitter. We're known as The Paracast. Look for The Paracast on Twitter. Look for The Paracast Fan Club on Facebook. Also, please check out The Paracast Plus. Go to plus.theparacast.com, plus.theparacast.com. That's where we offer the ad-free version of this show. 41 minutes of network ads are removed. Better quality audio. We also offer the exclusive After the Paracast podcast. And we got a great one this weekend with Chris O'Brien. We have a video channel with our first video up. We've got show transcripts, more features coming for a very modest month-to-month annual five-year or lifetime subscription rate. Free ebooks given for long-term subscriptions. You can't lose. Go to plus.theparacast.com, P-L-U-S. Theparacast.com. Alan Greenfield, thank you for joining us on The Paracast.
My pleasure.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there's The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.